The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
That's it, we did it!
We did it!
Thank God it's Friday!
Happy Friday!
Friday!
Woo-hoo!
You know, finally...
I think I've been. We've had an emerging pattern on Friday on the Robert Scott Bell Show where we open and we're so happy it's Friday, and then we bum you all out with really depressing, intense
happy
news.
Happy Friday!
Stories.
Let's lighten it up. Yeah, somebody
right.
died today, and yes.
Well, somebody died yesterday, and it was. Well, we'll get to that. We want to be happy. Happy. Let me think. What can we do? Happy story. Happy story. The baseball playoffs are on. Is that happy enough?
Who cares?
Not happy enough. Who cares? Right?
I don't care about baseball.
You freaking.
But you know what, Robert?
What?
Guess
yeah.
what? I do have some great news today.
Okay, I'm up for it.
Okay.
If you are.
Sanjay Gupta
mm-hmm.
went out.
Yeah.
You know, Obamacare, they rolled
right.
it out. They're trying to get everybody signed up. Guess what? CNN came out with a big headline. Over 100.
Over 100
people.
What? They got over 100 people to sign up? What?
Over, no, not over 100.
Yeah.
0-for-100.
It is a baseball theme today. 0-for-100. That's worse than the Mendoza line. 0-for-1. But Sanjay Gupta, the brain surgeon, was 0-for-100 at what? He was trying to find people who successfully signed up for Obamacare in South Carolina.
Yes.
And guess what? You know what? The liberal elitist New York press is going to say it's because people in South Carolina are southern and dumb. They will say that. There is an elitist, northern, dominant aggression that still exists, even though the Civil War is over, right? It's been decided. But the thing is, they look at southerners as if they're dumb, and they're way smarter than those lunatic northern elitists from high and mighty Doug Reed medical institutions. I'm sorry, am I upsetting my northern friends? No, not the ones that know and love me, and I love them. But if you're thinking southerners are dumb, think again. They're not the only one. In Kentucky, I think they're having problems. Oh, that's southern as well. Should we go up to Boston and find out how successful they are up there? I don't know.
You know, obviously, anytime you roll something out new, especially something that's computerized, something that's on the internet, you're going to have glitches and things. But, yeah, not really good so far. CNN asked 100 people, 100
mm-hmm.
people to tell how easy it was to enroll in Obamacare in South Carolina. And from all 100 sources... they got the same reply.
The big goose egg.
We couldn't do it. We couldn't
do it. But, you know, Obama says you can expect glitches for months. Months of glitches. How many,
right.
you know, if this was a private, really private organization, come on and sign up. We got the greatest thing ever. And you're going to wait months? No, you're going to go, screw y'all. You suck.
Yeah.
We're not participating. But the government, they have the domination by force. They're threatening to tax you or fine you, whatever they call it, a constitutional tax, unconstitutional penalty. John Roberts on drugs. What are you going to do? In Kentucky, only 2,900 people were able to sign on and access these online exchanges and successfully enroll.
People out of the entire state of Kentucky. Yeah.
Yep. And what about in California? I mean, the liberal haven of the leftists, California, less than 1% of visitors to the state-run healthcare exchange actually signed up for the program. And in Minnesota, a pastor and father of two young children said he tried at least 10 times to enroll at the state's online exchange but could not. But that's okay. You can expect this stuff. Just bear with us. We're working it out. We'll work it out.
Well, and you know what? Here's the thing. I mean, people are just scrambling to try and sign on to this thing.
Because they don't want to get fined, right?
They're not doing it for the reason that Obama wants them to do it. They're doing it because if you don't sign up, you're going to get fined. And guess what?
Yeah.
It's not going to be something. They're not going to send you a bill in the mail.
Natural
News?
Yes, I did. In fact, it was, and again, I don't have total confirmation of this, but I will say that I predict that this indeed will happen if Obamacare survives long enough to start fining folks for not participating. They're not going to, as you said, Superdon, they're not going to send you a bill. They'll just, you'll check your bank statement. You'll go, hey, where'd that $100,000, $500,000, who took my money? You'll call up your bank and you'll complain. So I'm sorry, but the feds just said you did not pay for Obamacare. You didn't sign up. Here's your tax. Yep. Not a penalty, not a fine. It's a tax. Yep. We'll just take it from you that way.
Yeah. Natural News article. This is via InfoWars, the Alex Jones website. A man who attempted to sign up for Obamacare online was told that a fine of over $4,000 a year for refusing to take out mandatory health insurance could be taken directly from his bank account. And his driver's license will be suspended. And a federal tax lien placed against his home.
So you don't think that you're a slave? I mean, think about this. If you were a free man or a free woman, how is it they could just basically say, well, so you're not participating, we're going to start pulling your privileges? Because slaves have privileges. Kids who are not yet adults have privileges. Adults in America, you're supposed to be free. But no, you have privileges too, because you have grown up in the land of not freedom, but of slavery. And there are people that get upset when I say this because, oh, well, you're denigrating people who are really slaves back in the Old South. No, I'm talking about the people who are really slaves now in the new America, the America of the 21st century. This is 100 years, I believe, to the day, just about. If correct me if I'm wrong, Superdon. The Federal Reserve Act, of course, the income tax, all of these things that they kind of played one on the other. This argument that now we own 100% of you and we'll determine how much you're allowed to keep. That is what an income tax is. It claims ownership over you and the fruits of your labor, and we get to say how much you get to keep. Now, if you're in the banking system, they learned the hard lesson in Cyprus. Remember, we covered this with Petros out of Cyprus in Greece, that they just did the haircut, right? They called it the haircut. We're just going to confiscate X number of dollars from everybody's account. We're going to let you keep some of it. How would you feel? You worked hard, you already paid taxes on it, and they're going to come back and take some more. This is what the international bankers have always been gearing up for, because they knew inevitably they would have to, because they couldn't get enough in, let's say, voluntary taxation, so they need to mandate it. And Obamacare, again, support for the pharmaceutical industry, support for the insurance industry, and support for the ruse that you are a tax slave. But you willingly, even if it's, you didn't know, you went in, I thought I had to, you signed up, you got the number of the beast, and you played along because you think that's what being a good little citizen is. And now you come to find out that you're a slave, just like the ancestors of those who were slaves in a different context that was more overt. This is the pretense of you're not really a slave, but we're going to treat you like you are, but call you free. And that's the Orwellian use of the term freedom and slavery, and we got to get through that.
There you go. And, you know, who do we have to thank for this mandate, this tax, this penalty that you're going to be getting? Ultimately, we got to put it on Congress. Congress is the one that, that passed this, reluctantly.
No. I blame John Roberts, Chief Justice John Roberts.
Chief Justice John Roberts.
Well, seriously, that's true. Somebody has some Polaroids on that guy. For him to do what he did and go, it's a tax, right? And when all along Obama said, no, it's not a tax, just a penalty. And then come to find out it would be unconstitutional as a penalty. But as a tax, it's supposedly constitutional, yet that should have originated in the House, not the Senate. So there's another suit going up the Supreme Court. Don't hold your breath. Learn about the 10th Amendment. Learn about the 10th Amendment Center. Learn the word nullify, nullification. These are your friends, and they'll help you through, see through to have freedom for your children and grandchildren in the land that once acknowledged freedom for its real definition, not the phony one, based on you're free. Except, wait a sec, we're going to fine you if you don't participate in what we say economically. You must participate in a system of disease management that could be considered the third, second, or first leading cause of death. No, not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. By the way, it's Healing Revolution Friday, and if you're feeling a little emotional angst or verklempt, you feel rejected by Obamacare. I'm just trying to sign up. It rejected me. You're 0 for 100 in South Carolina. Dr. King is here, and we're going to help you through that emotional angst of rejection. It is not a pharmaceutical psychiatric drug deficiency disease.
It's not?
No, it's not. I promise. Oh. Hey, I was out and about earlier today, Super Don, and I heard on the radio, talk radio, Neil Bortz. Remember Neil Bortz? He retired last year. The mouth from the South, right?
Yes.
He says he has the Church of the Painful Truth, and he was filling in for, what's the guy, the Federal Reserve guy who ran for president, Herman Cain. I have to say, Bortz is like, it's not even a comparison in terms of my opinion of talk show hosts. Bortz is the talk master. He's back doing a little thing. And he had someone we've had on this program many years ago, Dr. David Perlmutter, was on the Herman Cain / Neil Bortz show today. We got to get Perlmutter back on because he's got a new book called The Grain Brain. Grain Brain?
The Grain Brain.
All about preventing Alzheimer's. And the stuff he was saying and stuff we've been saying for years on the air, it was just so cool to hear it on a so-called mainstream talk show. So I was digging that. So we got to put the word out to Perlmutter again. And he's down there in Naples, Florida.
Sounds good. Yeah, Neil Bortz. I mean, he's one of the few out there that, you know, he's a libertarian-leaning guy. He says some good stuff. He's more leaning towards kind of a neoconish type
of neocon, you know, libertarian. Place, he is true. Because he never did get on board the Ron Paul freedom freight train. Jerry Doyle did. Yeah, no, it's okay. It's all right.
It's okay. But yeah, you're right. Bort's a good guy. Been on the radio for many years.
Listen, we do a follow-up from yesterday. Harry Reid, the foot and mouth disease thing. Yeah. I heard he apologized. Did he apologize to Dana Bash? That was the woman that was interviewing him.
Yeah, he should have. But no, actually, he apologized for a nasty tone on the floor of the Senate. Mm-hmm. And he actually said something about how the chamber has lost the aura of Senator Robert C. Byrd.
The Ku Klux Klan member. We need more Ku KKK aura in the house. What is that? Isn't that funny?
I don't know.
Senator Byrd.
Like Robert Byrd.
He got a pass. He was a member of the KKK. If a Republican were a member of the KKK, they never forgive him. Now, I am not here going, no, of course not. It's silly. They wouldn't like me either based on my heritage. But the point is there's a double standard on that regardless. Now, they say there's etiquette, you know, this is like, you got to be nice. But evidently, Harry Reid was bashing on Ted Cruz when Ted Cruz wasn't there. And you just don't do that. We got the Healing Revolution coming up. Phones will take calls next hour if you want. Surprise guest, 866-939-BELL. And what's in a chicken nugget? We're going to find out what that is as well. Dr. King is with us after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, on the count of three,
here we go.
3, 2, 1.
Are you ready to rock and roll?
We are going to start a revolution, okay?
A revolution will be broadcast.
Woo! Say you want a revolution.
Your weekend does not begin until you go through the healing revolution with my good friend Dr. Frank King, and we are cranking it up, and we need to do some emotional healing today, don't we?
For Alberto, of course we do.
And, you know, it's enough that we're looking at all of the politics out there causing people to go in emotional frenzies, whether on the right or the left or wherever they are. But I'm thinking about, you know, ultimately there's going to be a rejection, maybe of your own beliefs about politics, but the politicians might have already rejected you. The government might shut down and you'll feel rejected. How is that going to affect you emotionally? Does this mean you're headed for psychiatric drugs? These are the questions we must ask.
Well, you bring it back to the politics, Robert. That's amazing. did they shut down? I don't even know, because, you know, here we're in the Carolinas. We're a separate nation anyway, so, you know, we don't care.
It's a beautiful thing to realize. Wait a second, they shut down? I think I'm still breathing. It's okay. We're okay. So, yes, let's look at the study. We've got it linked up in the show notes today. It comes from Medical News Today. It says they're examining the link between rejection and the risk of psychiatric illness. Have you got a chance to review that real quick?
Yes, I have. You know, it's kind of amazing. You know, what is it? We're all feeling so rejected. You know, what we need to do is really look at why are we feeling rejected. You know, there's obviously some serious low self-esteem. We're missing some things in the interconnectedness with family and growing up and putting on our big boy or big girl panties. You have big boy panties, Robert? I don't
know. I'll ask my wife. Let's ask the wives on that one. But no, what you're saying is sort of insensitive, though, isn't it? It's like, what do you mean, I got to grow up? I mean, you're not very sensitive to my emotional state. Now, there's fragility out there, and we could argue physiologically the toxins coming in could play a role in this. Because, let's face it, at some time in our life, and usually, you know, in the teen years particularly, you're going to face rejection. You know, you have your first love that's unrequited, and, you know, it's a horrible feeling if you ever had kids and you had to explain what's going on there. But what is it that triggers for some to go into such a state of, perceived psychiatric drug deficiency?
You know, there's a lot of, you know, address the cause. Let's look for causes. Let's begin to talk as families. And are we building self-esteem in our children, you know, in our grandchildren? If that's not happening, there are so many wonderful, proactive ways to go. Let's tell you, what we call filling in the holes in our wholeness. That's really what this is all about. That's about, you know, we do these appraisals. So you have it online there, Robert, our appraisal that includes what we call our mind-body appraisal. It's a very comprehensive one that our doctors use. And that's available for everybody to take. And it's really quite revealing as to what it begins to show where we might have some holes in our wholeness. We have a remedy, for example, for being overly sensitive. You know, we have a remedy for timidity, for anger. There's over 64 different specific emotional imbalances, mental imbalances that can manifest. We address here, and the homeopathic can address and in correcting those specific issues.
Well, and 99.9% of them are desperately needed in the District of Columbia right now. And I think this is such an important discussion to have here to kick off the healing revolution, because so many are geared toward dealing with these emotional things, either through suppression or denial or things that can actually make it bubble up and make it much worse into the rage and anger. And yes, there are remedies that that address that. But I'm thinking of looking, actually what we're doing today is looking at how we can neutralize them without suppressing them, deal with them. You mentioned family again. Well, I covered a story earlier in the week about people that go through chemo survive better if they have a family support system. I mean, that's sort of a moment of duh for us. But that support system, what if it's not there? What else can we do?
The beauty is there's ways to accelerate our personal growth. And that's what the appraisal does. It helps guide you and direct you into certain natural, safe, homeopathic remedies. Don't have side effects. Will not cause polyhomicidal tendencies like so many of the psychiatric drugs will do. And what is polyhomicidal, Robert? Do you have a guess?
Well, it's not a woman who is named Polly, I can tell you that. But listen, we're going to take a break here, actually. We're not going to have to go just shortly. I just want to remind everybody, we do the Healing Revolution each week, Dr. Frank King and me, RSB, because there's a homeopathic aspect of the media that just plain doesn't exist. And we absolutely get to do this, and it's exciting when we get together. And to deal with emotional issues, there's a lot of stressors out there causing people to, you know, practically blow a gasket. And you may or may not have that family support system. We pray that you do have. But there are other systems out there that can facilitate that help, that assistance. And we're going to talk more about that with Dr. King when we come back. He is at kingbio.com. They're at 800-543-3245. And that health appraisal form is available to you online right now in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. More with Dr. King after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
There is a single botanical that contains all the vitamins, minerals, amino and omega fatty acids necessary for optimal health. Moringa oleifera, a tree conveyed from the mind of God to the hands of man. Recognized by the National Institutes of Health as the Botanical of the Year for 2007, praised again in 2011 and 2012, valued worldwide for its ability to treat over 300 diseases. One major reason that disease is so pervasive is that we aren't getting proper nutrition from our food. Moringa provides nutrient values that simply do not exist in the food chain. But not all Moringa products are created equal. Zija's Moringa products are pristine, shade-dried, bioavailable, organic, and not genetically modified. To obtain optimal health through superfood nutrition while working personally with Ty Bollinger and his team of research scientists and medical doctors, visit MoringaMagicTeam.com or call Ty at 281-509-9799. 281-509-9799.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi Kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Enrich and enlighten your life with the Awaken Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Experts from around the world present the latest advancements in holistic health, wellness science, and free energy technology. It's a weekend of insightful lectures, workshops, and discussions, all designed to help you reach your highest potential self. Find the path that will cleanse your body and mind and open doors to a new level of consciousness. Discover the benefits of raw food and juicing. Participate in the meditative practice of Tai Chi. Strengthen the body through yoga and view life-changing documentaries. An amazing array of exhibitors will offer the newest products and services that support a healthy and holistic lifestyle. Visit AwakenEmpoweredExpo.com for tickets. The Awaken Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Raising global consciousness as we come together to empower ourselves and each other to live to our fullest potential.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Back at it, the Healing Revolution, supporting you emotionally today with Dr. Frank King, my good friend, and of course, the compadre here each week as we bring this revolution to you and all the people of planet Earth through the Robert Scott Bell Show. And Dr. King, emotionality, I mean, we all deal with it, although men tend to swallow it and suppress it and not digest it well, and that can result in physiological health issues, problems for the liver, the digestion, and more. But we, you know, when dealing homeopathically emotionally, it's something that is never on the radar screen of the regular media, because it's all about, can we get you counseling? And that's their code word, can we put you on drugs?
Yes, you can suppress it, or what we prefer to say is you can express it. Drugs are suppressive in nature, and we all know what happens. You get a little bit of an anger, you suppress it, it becomes more of a resentment. And that then you suppress the resentment, it goes deeper into an anger. And you suppress the anger, and that even goes deeper into the next postal guy, you know, with a gun, or pretty much anybody on psychoactive drugs. One of the side effects that we're talking about is that people become poly-homicidal. In the old days, somebody would commit suicide, they'd go off by themselves, jump off of a bridge or a building, shoot themselves off in the country somewhere, and, you know, and that was it. That's how they did it. You know, now, with the drugs, they see a side effect here, you know, where they want to go out and kill as many people as they can,
right,
before they kill themselves. Polyhomicidal, multiple homicides here. And so we're seeing this pattern over and over again. And, you know, here it's all a byproduct of not addressing the causes. So what do we do, Robert? We got, you know, the beautiful thing about homeopathy is that it addresses specific causes. It is very detailed. And it all goes back to these provings, where you take a concentration of this substance, a certain substance in nature, and you find out, give it to people, and if it causes this tendency in concentration, you know, and that could be, you know, a certain type of being verbally angry or verbally abusive towards people. Man, when I take this, I just get verbally abusive, and you start, you know, cussing and swearing and just putting down people. And, you know, if that's something that's happening, then all of a sudden there's, you know, we can see that what that's what it causes in its concentrations. When we make it in homeopathic potentizations through the law of similars or law, you know, what happens in the homeopathic version of it is designed to correct that behavioral pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And so we see a lot of the behavioral patterns show up in 200 years of clinical provings in homeopathy. This is the test of time, Robert. This is the most valuable test of all. Nothing has entered into the realm of addressing the mental and emotional issues that people are dealing with today more so than homeopathy.
Dude, you know, I have to say this. I'm sorry. Hats off to Super Don, because, you know, we chat about the topics and subjects each day. And, you know, when I talk about you, Dr. King, he says, you know, there's this great story on emotions, and he knows it's your wheelhouse, because you can feel the passion that you come out with, your caring and concern about these issues. And the fact that, you know, homeopathic medicine is one of the most uniquely suited medicines that are non-suppressive, non-toxic, all the things that would counteract the disaster that is, unfortunately, modern psychiatry, which is no longer just a simple and innocuous and maybe even helpful talk supportive therapy, but has become a drug everybody with every emotion therapy, which, of course, has been a disaster for humanity.
Yes, homeopathy is there to really complement every counselor. It's there to complement every psychologist. It's there to complement every psychiatrist. It's there to complement every human being on the planet. Just being proactive, the more proactive we can become by taking this simple appraisal and matching it with the specific remedies that, you know, and you can then take this to certain doctors that we work with, this that we can refer you to, that can even triple confirm which remedies and work with you. And it's all about what it does. Not only can it help prevent so many of these crazy things that are going on in our world today, but it can really, truly accelerate our personal growth, make us feel more whole, make us become more effectual in this world, more fulfilled in this world. That is what homeopathy brings to all of us, every one of us. None of us are immune to the opportunities and potentials that homeopathy can accelerate our personal growth and make us more successful in today's world.
So if we talk about that personal health appraisal I just want to let everybody know it's a very comprehensive appraisal. It doesn't only deal with physiological, but it does get into the emotional realm. But I also should let you know that some of these remedies are labeled in such a way that you have to get them from a healthcare provider, health professional. So I want to encourage you, if you already, you know, maybe you already get King Bio remedies from your local health food store or wherever, if you're dealing with some of these emotional things that you see indicated, and this is a safe thing to take, that, you know, get an analysis. It's a self-assessment. You go, hey, that sounds like it might fit me, but how do I get it? Can they always, I mean, your staff is so nice. If they call up the 800 number and say, hey, do you have a doctor, healthcare provider in my area I could see to get a hold of one of these remedies? Is that feasible?
Yes, and about half of those remedies will show up. We have those in an OTC or over-the-counter format, that you can order directly from the company or perhaps even through your local health food store. So in those scenarios, what you can do is ask our customer service, say, you know, I've done this appraisal and these are the ones that show up the strongest. Do you have a, would they have conversions to say, oh, yeah, all those you can get OTC, or maybe two of those you can get OTC version, and so that's the simple way our customer service people can help you.
Beautiful. So don't give up. If you think you can't get it, you might be able to, even if you don't see it locally. Give them a call at 800-543-3245. East Coast time, Monday through Friday, of course, at kingbio.com. And the links, again, embedded right there in the show notes. Right there in the show notes. So we see a weakened incontinence. I mean, this is the question. I mean, I don't fault these scientific studies in a sense to ask the question. It's like, why does rejection lead to, quote-unquote, psychiatric levels of illnesses, but they don't account for anything associated with the food and as it relates to our general continence or constitution and even our emotional state. Unfortunately, much of the scientific realm has become materialistic and reductionist, yet they completely ignore the building blocks to material. And that are, you know, these vitamins, minerals, trace minerals, essential fats, all the things that we try to do with food that is actually food and not processed out of the food reality.
And beyond just doing the, you know, all this mental, emotional remedies that we've been talking about and with this appraisal, you're spot on there, Robert. And that is, we have did studies where we found the number one allergen body of our part of our body that is most sensitive to allergies, most commonly has an allergic reaction, is not our upper respiratory tract. It's not our skin. Yes, it's actually our brains, brain allergies. These are things where that is the most sensitive tissue of the studies we have done personally with our patients, that, you know, it's the, you know, all of a sudden our mood changes. All of a sudden we feel, you know, totally fatigued and worn out. All of a sudden we feel angry, or we feel, you know, nervous or having anxiety, you know, fears. These things many times can be triggered by allergies, food allergies, you know, toxic reactions from, who knows, maybe the chemicals in our carpet to, you know, the new baby toy that we bought, the new little Walmart baby toy. Okay.
Right. Well, so, with phthalates and different endocrine disrupting compounds from petrochemicals and plastics. I mean, that's a huge thing, and it kind of relates to this other story I wanted to bring up. And it's so darn annoying. Now, some folks only look at some of these stories in terms of morality and ethics, like children entering puberty at 3 years of age, developing adult features well before they are even having the experience of being a child. And now, you know, the big controversy is that, well, we must teach sex education now to 3-year-olds. Because look, they're turning into adults early. And I'm just thinking, wait, back it off here, buddy. Don't we want to look at the reason why that even is even occurring?
Oh, Robert, you're my brother from another mother. You track so well with me on this. It's spot on. You know, how do we deal with this thing? We see so far, we knew for many, many years that early puberty, girls that go through, especially early puberty, growing breasts at a younger age, are always more susceptible to cancer of the breasts as they get older. And, you know, and so we see the problems early. You know, this has been 30 years or 40 years of studies now showing that early puberty brings on a very high risk of cancer. And, you know, now we're seeing, more and more problems coming from this to the point where they're happening younger and younger and younger, and now they're doing this sex education. What age are they teaching sex education now?
Well, they're claiming that they need to go down into preschool at this point. I mean, this is the absurdity of it, but I just, maybe it's somebody just trying to get a rise through the media and, trying to instill and foment all these emotional responses. But I'm thinking, if you're concerned, for instance, about rejection leading to psychiatric imbalances, how does a child, how they're not emotionally, even if they are physiologically altered by all of these hormones in artificially grown and pesticide laden foods, but they don't have the capacity to handle that emotion. I'm talking about they're going to damage them with information at much too young of an age, even if their body is changing too soon.
You know, it almost sounds like some of these laws could be being written by pedophiles, Robert.
Yeah, it's not an exaggeration because it's an ugly part of humanity, but it's been there throughout history. And oftentimes this happens with people in power, politics, economics, etc. And it's a kind of an ugly underbelly of humanity's side. So it's not too far of a reach. I don't like to talk about it, but it is important to bring up. And you want to talk about real disorders, that would be one that, man, I'm not into drugs and stuff, but I want to keep these people away from kids.
And maybe that's why we have guns. I don't know. But
oh, well said. I think we got to take a break with that. I love Dr. King, don't you? Everybody, it's the Healing Revolution every Friday here on the Robert Scott Bell Show through naturalnewsradio.com as well as GCN Live. And where else? UK Health Radio and Digital Radio 103 out of Australia. So we got lots more healing to go. Plug into the revolution each week here and check out Dr. King online. Link to kingbio.com. Back to wrap it up with him after this.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a non-profit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. RDXnatural.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent. Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Sean, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, it's a healing revolution related to the endocrine system now, as we're discussing not only the emotions, but now normal hormonal development from children that are being corrupted by so many reasons, much less adults and our elders, women going through menopause. We get a big story coming up next week. I've scheduled Suzanne Summers. She's all about bioidentical hormones to stay young. I'd love for you to be able to produce them endogenously at every age, appropriate to what you need, but I realize we've got a lot working against us in regards to normal endocrine function, Dr. King.
We certainly do. You know, first thing we ought to do is start making wise choices. Start thinking, wait a minute, what is logically going on in the world that could be affecting my children or grandchildren in this way and creating this premature sexual development? Logical first choice we kind of look at is all the chicken McNuggets. Could I say that?
You know, we've analyzed them. Mike Adams looked at it, and people are going, whoa. And there's even another report, and they didn't name any names because we don't know what's in it or not, but they didn't find much evidence of chicken. But we know that the factory farming of chickens and even, you know, cattle and feedlots, they're feeding them GMO foods plus antibiotics that also alter hormonal function and expression. You know, you can't eat that food and expect not to be messed up just a little bit, maybe a lot.
Yes, you know, the hormones are being put into these animals and birds to intensely to get them to grow faster before they die from the toxic food that they're eating. So the issue here is to grow these animals as quickly as you can and cash in on them before they kick the bucket prematurely. That's what these hormones, whether it's in the beef, there's nothing wrong, I find, you know, with those. We're eating meat, but it's what's in the meat that we really got to be careful about. And that's whether you're beef, pork, chicken, or fish, you've got to be very careful with the pollution that's in there, and the hormones that are in there are obviously factors involved with the early sexual puberty that's manifesting in our children and grandchildren today. It's horrible. So let's look at those solutions. Stop those. Eat free range. Eat organic when you can when it comes to meat. And eat as primitive as you can when it comes to meat. That's where we found so beneficial the bison and the yak and the more of the wilder birds. Eat, you know, more of the wilder versions of turkeys. And try guineas instead of chickens that are genetically more pure. Try quail instead of chicken. You know, and start, looking at more of the wilder foods that we find are very helpful into getting us back on the track and getting our genes expressing health again, because these adulterated foods are adulterating our genetic expressions, and that's what we have to be aware of. And so that's where we find the best answers in what your lifestyle choices of what you eat, and get exercise with your children. Without exercise, it also your hormones will go awry. So that and as far as helping adjust our hormones, homeopathy, we have a number of homeopathic remedies that are really great for children, to keep their hormones in balance.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, you know full well from the farming and agricultural side and raising animals as you do, the bison, wheat, and I link each week in the notes, if you want a good quality, those of you who are non-vegetarian, eating the foods that are more aligned with our ancestry, you have that with the bison and other things that you're doing. So you're actually providing more than just the remedies we need when things are messed up, but also the food that can sustain us through some of these tough times and really to heal us, to get us back to where we need to be.
Yeah, so yeah, one of the newer foods we've been experimenting with is this true European wild boar. You know, we've never been pork eaters, but when I tasted this, this is actually a red meat, and it gives another option of something that genetically goes back with the wild. That is a valuable tool. And for remedies, look at your children or grandchildren and see what they're expressing. Are they expressing PMS, when they're 7 or 8? Then look at the PMS formula here homeopathically. If they're seeing that they're having early menstrual cramps or irregularity problems, that menstrual cramps and irregularities formula, that's the remedy to look at.
Okay.
So you can go down the line and look, and what people are expressing and their symptoms will lead you to
Beautiful.
The remedy homeopathically.
Well, we're out of time for this week's Healing Revolution, Dr. King, but it's always a great pleasure and privilege and honor, and every time we can get together, I know we do it on the radio, but I can't wait till we do it in person at a major seminar. We'll let everybody know about it. So in the meantime, Dr. King, help us remind each and every one of our listeners, what is the God's honest truth?
Oh, obviously the power to heal is yours.
Is yours.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.